Many blessings to you all and welcome to your journey in faith. Our text for reflection is Luke 3:15 to 20. The Gospel according to St. Luke chapter 3 verse 15 to 20. People's hopes began to rise and they began to wonder whether John perhaps might be the Messiah. So John said to all of them, "I baptize you with water, but someone is coming who is much greater than I am. I am not good enough even to untie his sandals. He will baptize you with the Holy Spirit and fire. He has his winnowing shovel with him to thresh out all the grain and gather the wheat into his barn, but he will burn the chaff in a fire that never goes out." In many different ways, John preached the good news to the people and urged them to change their ways. But John reprimanded Governor Herod because he had married Herodias, his brother's wife, and had done many other evil things. Then Herod did an even worse thing by putting John in prison. My theme for reflection is turning towards the new. The call to repent and live, turning towards the new. The call to repent and live. There is a well-known story of a man who got lost in the countryside and stopped to ask an old farmer for directions. After a long pause, the farmer scratched his head and said, "Well, if I were you, I wouldn't start from here." We laugh because we know that in life we don't always get to start from where we would like. But the good news of the gospel is that God meets us exactly where we are and invites us to turn toward something new. In Luke 3:15 to 20, John the Baptist stands at the crossroads between the old and the new, calling people to repent and prepare for what is coming. The people are filled with expectation, a sense that history is about to change, that the weight of their world, the corruption, the injustice, the burdens of life might finally be lifted. Some even wonder if John himself might be the answer, the long-awaited Messiah. But John quickly sets them straight. "I baptize you with water, but one more powerful than I is coming." John's baptism was a sign, a moment of turning, an invitation to step away from the brokenness of the past and toward the future that God was bringing. But it was not the destination. Jesus was the one who would usher in the true transformation, not with mere water, but with the Holy Spirit and fire. He would separate what is lasting and true from what is temporary and false, just as a farmer separates wheat from chaff. This passage challenges us to rethink repentance. Too often we reduce it to a personal checklist, feeling guilty about mistakes, saying a prayer, and trying to do better. But biblical repentance is far deeper. It is about realigning, a turning away from a world governed by greed, division, and selfishness, and turning toward God's way of justice, mercy, and love. It is not simply about individual morality, but about stepping into a new kingdom, a new reality shaped by God's Spirit. We see a similar movement in the book of Revelation, where John, exiled on the island of Patmos, is given a vision of the risen Christ. He sees Jesus standing among lampstands, symbols of the church, holding stars in his hands. This vision is not just about the end of the world. It is about the renewal of the world, the call for the church to shine in the darkness, to embody the presence of Christ, until the fullness of God's kingdom comes. But John the Baptist and the vision of John on Patmos remind us that the Christian life is not about passively waiting for heaven, but about living in the reality of God's kingdom now. The baptism of Jesus marked a public moment, a sign that God was entering human history, signaling that the movement towards renewal had begun. Similarly, when we are baptized, whether in water or in the Spirit, we are not merely granted a private assurance of salvation. We are called into a new community, a new way of life, where we embody the values of Christ and engage in his mission to heal and restore the world. But this is not always easy. Just as John the Baptist faced opposition for speaking the truth, we too find that living in alignment with God's kingdom will sometimes put us at odds with the values of the world. Yet, the voice from heaven that spoke over Jesus at his baptism, "You are my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased," speaks to us as well. God's pleasure is not reserved for the perfect or the powerful, but for those who choose to follow him step by step into the future he is creating. So today, as we reflect on John's call to repentance, we must ask ourselves, dear friends, what in our lives still belongs to the old world? What habits, attitudes, or fears keep us from fully embracing the new thing God is doing? And how can we as a church stand as a lampstand in the darkness, pointing others to the light of Christ? There are two questions for reflection. Number one, in what ways is God calling you to turn away from old patterns and step more fully into his kingdom? Number two, how can your life reflect the presence of Christ in a world that is longing for hope and renewal? Gracious and holy God, we hear your call to repentance not as a burden, but as an invitation to life. Help us to turn away from the things that keep us bound and turn toward the new life you are offering. Fill us with your Spirit so that we may shine as lights in a dark world, bearing witness to your justice, mercy, and love. We thank you for Jesus, who not only calls us to transformation, but walks with us in it. May our lives reflect your kingdom more and more each day. In the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord, we pray. Amen. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be and abide with us all, now and forevermore. Amen.